Okay, off we go to Montreal, I believe, for the commissioner of the Canadian Premier League, David Clanahan. Sir, great to chat with you. You're in Montreal taking in, the Impact in York 9, is that right?
Yeah, the Impact in York 9, guys. Yeah, good atmosphere here at Saskatoon. Very good.
Amazing.
Good for tonight's game.
This is an exciting day for the Premier League. I thought all three of your clubs in this inaugural season showed well in the first legs of their respective Canadian Championship matchups. How big is that for the league to, at least in the first of two legs, establish that there wasn't a huge chasm between MLS and USL Soccer and what you at the CPL have been putting on the pitch?
Oh, I think you summed that pretty well. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about validation, right? There were lots of questions. There was lots of questions being asked prior to the first leg, and I think those questions were answered. And so, you know, we got some great feedback from across the nation, but also from outside of Canada as well. And you know, just one more, you know, check mark in the box that says, hey, these guys have got this good talent. They can play. And frankly, I think that, you know, even the Halifax game, the HFX Wanderers game in Halifax, you know, there's an argument to be said that you know, maybe the wrong team won that day. So, anyways. I was very pleased, really happy for the clubs, very happy for the players. I mean, they played hard. And you know, we expect the same again tonight. But what people forget is when we played those three games, we were 75 days into kicking a ball here. 75 days. And we were literally, specifically with the Impact versus York 9, we were 90 seconds away from defeating the best MLS team in arguably in Canada right now. At that point in time, right? Very pleased.
Yeah, it was a late goal from York 9 that looked like it might have stood as the winner, and then a very late equalizer from Montreal in that Toronto area game. What's the atmosphere like in Montreal? Because certainly all the markets in the CPL, these are massive games, but I'm very curious what the mood is like in an MLS market. Is this, oh yeah, why not? We'll go watch the team, or is it like, oh yeah, we need a result here because this national championship means a ton. I mean, I could see both sides of that argument, I suppose.
Oh, 100%. You know, the stadium's filling up. There's no doubt. They're streaming in. I'm looking out over the railing here, back at the Olympic Stadium here, and you can see people streaming in from everywhere. So there's no doubt it's interesting. I'm staying overnight, obviously, the fact that it's difficult to do to Toronto tonight, and the hotel's full of Impact there. So that's good to know, is that you've got, you know, you've got fans from outside, supporters from outside of Montreal that are coming in for this game, right? And it's good. I think it's great for the MLS teams in Canada. I think it's great for the CPL, the Canadian Premier League. I said there's no doubt about it. I think it's just good all around. And this is one of the things that we talked about as we went to the expanded format in the Canadian Championship, right? So, phenomenal.
Tournament's got some spice to it. I really think that it could have been a little more mundane in years past where all of a sudden, yeah, you got a bunch of different rounds and a lot of teams that say, why not us? I think there's just been a much more heightened interest in this tournament, and that only means it's going to get bigger and better as you get beyond the inaugural season of all the CPL clubs.
I agree 100%. I can't say it any better than that. That's exactly what's happening here. And the players are excited. You know, they want to be here. They're ready. I mean, you know, the reality is, even after York gave up the tying goal in their game, they hit the bar literally at the desk. They hit the bar. You know,
yeah.
So it's exciting football. And it's you know what? I think who wins most on this whole thing is the soccer fans in Canada.
Yeah, well, and I would say they've been one of the biggest benefactors of the success the league has had. That there's just more of it, and that all of a sudden, some of the issues on a national men's team level, maybe there are some solutions to be found down the road via the CPL, or at least right now in terms of guys that could be poached to higher levels, that, you know, we're developing more Canadian talent, which has been one of the MOs that you guys have put forth right from day one. How would you rate I guess we're probably at the halfway mark of your two combined seasons, spring in the rearview mirror, very early into a longer fall season, but where has the league been as compared to your expectations before it started?
Well, I think you know, when we look at it, I mean, you can always improve. There's no doubt about it. And there's lots of things that I want to see run better. But I mean, I'm very, very pleased with what's happened on the pitch. And, you know, from some of our partners and friends over in Europe, they're telling us, hey, you know, we're very pleased with what we see on the pitch. You know, a fast-paced, aggressive type game that's aggressive in a good way, you know. But you know, they like the style. You know, there's lots of young players in the league, you know. And they're, I tell people that 77% of the players on pitch are Canadian and in the rosters. People are, their eyebrows are raised quite quickly when they hear that. So that's even more than we ask them to do.
Expansion's been a topic that has been on the table for you guys since we chatted before the league even had played a game, back when Cavalry FC's name, logo, and colors were unveiled down at Spruce Meadows. And you'd talked about how, as much as this was a league that was excited to get going, it was a league that many markets have demanded they want to be a part of, and that it felt like the soccer community itself was pushing you guys as much as you were trying to pull fans in. Where do you stand on next season? 7 is not an even number, but it certainly hasn't been a problem this year.
No, it hasn't been a problem, but an unbalanced schedule is, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's tougher on the players. There's no doubt about it, right? And so you end up with some, you know, to and fro as far as number of games over, you know, a 14-day period, so to speak. And that's, you know, that we need to balance that out. How it's going is very good. I mean, we've got a number of clubs and regions that are still, you know, again, we're now, well, we're over 18 clubs now. I say 18, but we're probably closer to 22 at this that are talking to us. The biggest issue we run into in this country is the ability to play somewhere. My first question always is, it's great that you're interested. We want to talk to you about it. Have you thought about where you're going to play? And that's got to be something that we got to deal with. And the reality is, it's a perfect time for that, because you see what's happening with, you know, it's very soon here, there's going to be a kind of a, you'll see the start to a run-up for the 2026 World Cup, right? Because it takes time to create training camps for countries to come and train in and things like that. So, and you need practice pitches and all that. So, you know, I think timing's going to be good on that. It's a momentum thing. It just needs to start gaining some momentum. That's the key for me.
So your office has been very well organized from the get-go, yourself and numerous other, I guess, executives slash, I guess, owners and partners of the CPL, very successful businessmen. Are you handling all this expansion conversation, or is running the league taking up the bulk of your time? Because when you're talking about, you know, 20 markets expressing interest or a number around there, I mean, that's a huge amount of theoretical legwork if they all want expansion teams. How do you deal with the interest you've got, and what is the process like if someone in Market X says, hey, we want a team?
Well, you know, I mean, again, it's something. So there's only a few that deal with it in the office. Scott Mitchell, obviously, and you've heard that name before, but Scott does a lot of it, as well as myself. We're the two that have to own whoever comes in, right? And obviously anyone that comes into the league has to be accepted and brought in by the current owners. So, but that's a big part of it. But a lot of the process falls back on those who want it, who want the club, right? They've got to satisfy us that they can A, operate a team, and B, are prepared to operate it in the appropriate manner that we do. You know, something I'm a little familiar with from my past life. You know, I interviewed and brought in a number of franchisees into the Tim Hortons world over the years. So,
sure.
You kind of work through it.
Yeah, fair enough. Clearly, these numbers aren't public, but I mean, how much of a discount are member clubs now versus what you'd be asking for an expansion club? Because I think there's a lot of uncertainty about the league that's disappeared very quickly, given how successful it's been, how well attended games have been, and how big the interest has been, as you alluded to, even outside of our borders.
Well, there's, you know, what happens here is, you know, as we become more successful, obviously the price is more now. It is. Those owners that came in the first 7, they took a big risk. They were the big risk takers. So now, you know, with everything that's happened, and with, you know, with sponsors and partners that have come in with a 10-year media deal, with a 20-year deal with Canada Soccer, those things make a big deal. They make a big difference, right? And so they add value. And so the value has to come back to the league in kind. And so that's part of it. So, yeah, no, there's no doubt the clubs are more expensive now. But the valuation is such that it garners that higher price. So we're not having any people enough talking at the price on it, you know. But we're nowhere near what some of the other you know, sports franchises were, or would sell for, you know, in North America and even further afield than that in other sports too. So, but again, it's part of the process.
Yeah, no, that's exciting, and you make a great point. I mean, there's not a lot of risk joining this league now versus, you know, the conversations you would have had 16 months ago with prospective owners and what's this league going to look like, what are the other ownership groups like. What would you say is the most important factor if in a potential new team? Is it the market? Is it the venue? Is it an ownership group that has the wherewithal to be patient and weather storms if they're there? Like, is there one thing that you're like, yes, with this, that's the green light means go?
Yeah, I should hire you, because at the end of the day, exactly what you said, those are the factors that have to be there. No one is more important than the other. Okay. They have to have the whole package, and they have to be prepared to work at it. The most important thing is, when you start new, nothing is a sure thing. It doesn't exist in life, truthfully. And so patience is one of the biggest things, and the ability to work hard at it, right? I mean, we know it doesn't matter whether you're what sports business you're in, you got to work hard at it. You know, you really got to do a good job. And it, you know, at the end of the day, I still look at it. Sport is you're in the entertainment business when you're in sport. Like, that's all there is to it. And so you've got to work hard every single day to earn your way. Yes, fans will fall in love with you over time, and supporters will be there for you. But you know, there's a lot of people competing for folks' entertainment dollars, right? And so when you boil it down to that, you got to work, and you got to be different. You got to be better, and you've got to be engaging. And that's where the rubber hits the road.
We're chatting with David Klanikin. He is the commissioner of the Canadian Premier League, joining us from Montreal, where the Impact are facing York 9. The winner of that second leg, or at least the winner of that two-game aggregate, will play the winner of the Whitecaps and Cavalry FC. That game kicks off at 8:30 tonight from BC Place. Commissioner, walk us through some of the highlights from around the league, market to market. People here in Calgary that have been lucky enough to get down to Spruce Meadows understand what has made this franchise successful and special, and clearly the results on the field speak for themselves. But what are some of the other things you'd point to when highlighting how successful year one has been in across your seven markets?
Well, I was in Halifax a week ago Saturday for the Cavalry HFX Wanderers match, and literally Cavalry won it right at the end, right in the last, almost last kick of the ball. I mean, in the last 2 or 3 minutes. They found a way to win, but I'll tell you, the excitement, packed house, the HFX Wanderers fans, even Tommy Wilden Jr., like Tommy's looking around going, wow, this is amazing to see how the fans in Halifax have embraced that team. So when I look at one of the biggest highlights in the league, is I look at how the city of Halifax and the region of Halifax has embraced the football club out there. That's one. Obviously, York 9 is really starting to come into its own. The players, lots of young players on it. They played really well. I mean, they started 8 Canadian players and 3 foreigners against Montreal in the first leg of this Canadian Championships, as opposed to Montreal starting 8 foreigners and 3 Canadians. So, you know, they are, you know, Jimmy Brennan and his crew are they're developing Canadian talent. Love that. You know, I look at Forge FC, and they're going to be playing in Guatemala. They'll be playing in Tigua, the club out of Guatemala, on August the 1st. And the first leg here up in Canada at Tim Hortons Field. And I mean, they play a great brand of football. There's no doubt about it. They've got some real great talent there, some good goal scorers, and they're starting to find their footing very well as well. I go out to Winnipeg and Valor FC. Great set of supporters out there. Love them. Great young talent. They're learning how to play together. Rob Gale, the coach out there, has been very clear, said to me from the beginning, David, I'm building a club, not a team. And the club means that they have to be all in. They participate in the community. They did some great stuff that way as well. You go up to Edmonton, which has found their footing from a football perspective, and they've started to win way more than they're drawing or losing, and they found a way to put the ball in the net, and they've got, again, another young club. Cavalry, we've talked about already, and I'm astounded by just the level of play. They play hard. They don't give up goals. They're stingy when it comes to giving up goals, but they always find a way to win, which is also the mark of a great team. And then you get out to Vancouver Island, and in Vancouver Island, if you look out at Pacific FC, I mean, they're creating a real buzz out there, and they're creating a real following amongst their fans. And they're learning through the first year, but again, there's another team that decides to go very young and develop players and that's what they're doing. So when you look at it, the league is, all the teams are a little bit different, different style. It's not the same, but it's great to see. And when you're at one of the, when you're at one of the matches, there's no doubt that people are engaged. They love it. And, we have to build off of that. And I think when people see the matches, they fall in love with the game.
Man, it's been a really cool story, and you know what? There's been so many attempts to build a league that have fallen flat. It's inspiring for soccer fans and the, you know, hundreds and thousands of Canadians that grew up playing the sport to see such robust success early on. It's exciting. Tell us about the situation with Ottawa Fury. There was speculation that they might be in for the inaugural season. That didn't happen. They're current members of the USL, which is a league that does not have any regional rivals for them. But is there still a pathway for them to join the CPL, or do you think, you know, given that they've got a business model that works and the price to enter the CPL is only going up, that has that ship possibly sailed already?
No. There's a pathway. Listen, we won't listen. To be a truly Canadian coast-to-coast league, it's difficult not to include your nation's capital in that. Like, you know, Ottawa... The folks in Ottawa and the supporters in Ottawa, they deserve a team in the Canadian Premier League. I've said that from day one. And so there's always a pathway there. At this point in time, they've decided to play in the USL. They were a little bit, skittish bride, so to speak. They weren't sure what they wanted to do. They were clear with that. Mark Gowdy said it. He said they were playing in the USL right now. It's not like they were lighting on fire or anything like that. They felt that to move, it would have been too much for them at the time. So, I haven't had any further conversations with them because we're busy running up an inaugural season. They're busy playing in the USL. But I think there's opportunity as we move forward. But you know, it's really, you know, the ball's in their court, and I've said that all the way along. And I like the folks there, but at one point there needs to be a Canadian Premier League team in Ottawa. That I'm sure of. And we'll keep working towards that and obviously try to convince our friends in Ottawa that they want that team in the league. For me, it makes so much sense. The rivalries are there, you know, when you think about it and what's happening. So, I'm the eternal optimist. The glass is always half full for me, so, Ryan. So as far as I'm concerned, I think we'll make it work one way or the other.
Well, I that's a great conversation. I do really appreciate your time. I know the best case scenario probably isn't talking to some turd in Calgary on a phone line when the Impact and York 9 are playing, but enjoy the rest of that contest, and we'd love to catch up again before the end of the fall season.
Anytime. Thanks, guys. Take care.